You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
First up, though, it's taking a while to establish an insurance scheme to protect depositors in a banking crash. It was supposed to be ready by early next year. That's now been pushed back to later in the year. The Herald's Wellington business editor, Janae Tibshrani, is working on this. Hi, Janae.
Good evening, Heather.
Why is it being delayed? What's so difficult?
Well, just a bit of context here. This is a very complicated scheme. How it would work is that banks and non-bank deposit takers would pay levies into a scheme, and this scheme would be used if that bank or deposit taker collapsed. It would pay you out up to $100,000. So if you had $200,000 of savings, you'd get $100,000 back. Now, trying to set this thing up in terms of figuring out what levies the banks should pay, how it would all work when the payouts happen, is really, really complicated. The Reserve Bank and the Treasury have been working on this since 2017, so well before we started seeing these banks collapse overseas and the pandemic came along and so on and so on. But it is just inherently complicated. So that is kind of part of the issue. Something else here is that the legislation to set this up was introduced a little bit later than expected. The consultation period happened over the summer break. These are some of the reasons the Reserve Bank has given in some documents. The Finance Minister saying there are some risks to getting this thing set up in time. It might come a little bit later than expected.
Is part of the problem also that, as you point out in your article, if I've got $100,000 in my ASB account, then sweet, I get that paid out. If I then put $100,000 in that account and in another account with another bank and in another account with another bank, I will get all of that paid out.
That's right. So let's say you have $100,000 with three banks and all three banks collapse, you'll get $100,000 back from each bank. But if you have your $300,000 in one bank and that bank collapses, you'll only get $100,000 back. So it's $100,000 per depositor per institution. But you can imagine that this gets complicated if, for example, you share your $300,000 with your partner, or you have it spread, you know, across a trust and your own name and so on and so on. So figuring out exactly, you know, which bit of the money is yours and what you get back gets really complex. And the other complexity here is that the levy levels. So the banks reckon they should pay lower levies because they're quite safe. You know, they're really tightly regulated. And then some of the non-bank banks, like the credit unions and things, they say, well, they should pay lower levies because if they collapsed, that wouldn't bring the whole financial system crumbling down because they're quite small. So lots of arguments here, lots of different ways, and that's why figuring this all out is complicated and important, and it's taking a bit of time.
But Janae, why not just, I mean, we did this in the GFC, it was temporary, but it was there. Why don't we just take that and roll it out again?
I'm not too sure, actually, and I think the thing here is they want it to be really enduring. So it's not just a temporary measure. Yeah. They'll set it up and it'll be there, forever, for a very long time. Something else to be aware of here is that the Reserve Bank is requiring banks to hold a lot more capital, so it's making the banking system quite a lot more strong. Also, laws have changed since we saw those finance companies collapse to make the system stronger. So the regulators will be hoping that the scheme won't be used, that the fence at the top of the cliff will be strong enough to not need the ambulance at the bottom.
Yeah, good stuff, Janae. It's good to talk to you. Thanks for explaining it. Janae Tibshrani, the Herald's Wellington business editor.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.